Theoretical recap. Relative units are the backbone of responsive design. Unlike pixels, px, which are fixed in absolute, rem and vw scale dynamically based on context, the rem unit, rudim, is always relative to the font size defined on the HTML element. By default, browsers set this to 16px, meaning 1 rem equals 16px. If you set HTML, font size, 62.5%, then 1 rem equals 10px, which makes mental calculations easier. For example, 24px equals 2.4 rem. The VW unit, viewport width, represents 1% of the browser window's width, making it ideal for fluid typography and layout elements that must scale continuously with screen size. A common mistake is mixing px and rem/vw inconsistently, which breaks the scaling logic of your layout. Another frequent error is using vw for font sizes without a minimum size fallback, which can make text unreadable on very small screens. Use clamp to set a minimum, preferred, and maximum size. Clamp 1 rem, 2.5 vw, 2 rem, ensures text never gets too small or too large. The mental model to retain: rem controls typographic hierarchy and spacing relative to the root, vw controls fluidity relative to the viewport. Together, they allow you to build layouts that adapt gracefully without relying on breakpoints for every single adjustment. Mini example: font size, clamp 1 rem, 2 vw, 1.5 rem. This sets a fluid font size that scales between 16px and 24px depending on viewport width. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will convert a static, pixel-based HTML/CSS design into a fully fluid layout using rem and vw units. You are given a starter HTML file containing a simple web page, a card-based article layout with a header, a main content area with three cards, and a footer. All dimensions, font sizes, paddings, margins, and widths are currently defined in pixels. Your mission is to convert this design systematically to use rem for typography and spacing, and VW, combined with clamp where appropriate, for fluid widths and font scaling. Start by auditing the existing CSS file. Identify every property that uses px and categorize each one. Is it a font size, a spacing value, padding/margin, a width, or a fixed layout dimension? Create a simple written list or comment block in your CSS file documenting what you found. This audit step is not optional. It forces you to understand the design before you modify it, and it reflects the kind of analytical thinking expected from a professional front-end developer. Next, establish your rem baseline. Decide whether you want to keep the default 1 rem equals 16px or use the 62.5% trick, HTML, font size, 62.5%, so 1 rem equals 10px. Document your choice with a comment explaining why. Then begin converting font sizes, starting from the root level down to the smallest text elements. Use clamp for any font size that must scale fluidly between mobile and desktop. For headings, consider using a VW-based value inside clamp so they scale proportionally with the viewport. Once typography is handled, move to spacing and layout. Convert all padding and margin values to rem. Then address widths. Any element with a fixed pixel width that should be fluid must be converted to VW or a percentage. Pay attention to the card widths. They should adapt to the viewport without breaking the layout. Test your result by resizing the browser window at multiple widths: 320px, 480px, 768px, 1024px, 1440px. Everything should scale smoothly without overflow or broken layouts. If something breaks, inspect it using browser dev tools and fix the root cause rather than patching with media queries. Finally, write a short reflection, 5 to 10 sentences, as a comment block at the top of your CSS file, summarizing what you converted, why you made specific unit choices, what was harder than expected, and what you would do differently on a larger project. This reflection is part of the deliverable and will be evaluated. Submit your completed HTML and CSS files before the deadline. You have 3 days to complete and submit this workshop.